Well, you would have heard recently about the sale of Scone TAFE. Joining us to have a chat about it is the Shadow Minister for Skills and TAFE, Mr. Shehad Dib. Mr. Dib, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm sure you've got some fairly firm thoughts on the sale of another TAFE premises, this one in Scone.
Oh, absolutely, mate. Well, firstly, I can't understand that the TAFE campus would actually be sold. And I think, especially at this time, in the middle of a pandemic, where we've got massive youth unemployment, I think we're up around 18% up in the Hunter Valley. People need new skills. Why would you sell another asset? And why would you sell a TAFE asset? That's the big concern that I've got. I think one of the ridiculous features of it is that as part of the sale, there's actually a chance that TAFE is going to lease back the land. So in other words, they're going to sell the land and the property, then they're going to lease it back because they actually need it.
What reasons have the government given for, you know, selling it and then even potentially spending more money by leasing it back?
Well, I think what it probably shows is the fact that they've been talking about these connected learning centres, and there was a connected learning centre opened in Scone, I think, July 2019. And these are meant to be more adaptable and more technological. But the fact is, they don't actually have the space for the practical things. Now, we know, obviously, the ferrier and the agricultural things that are really important up there in the Hunter Valley. You can't do those sorts of things on a suburban block like the Connected Learning Centre. And the reason that they're obviously going to have to lease it back is because if they still want to run the practical elements of the courses around agriculture, anything to do with, say, the equine industry, they actually need the space. So I'm not really sure, and I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense as to why, if we needed to build Connected Learning Centres, why would you build a separate Connected Learning Centre and not necessarily one on the grounds of the existing TAFE? To me, it's just another example of the government wanting to, I suppose, move away from the responsibility of TAFE. And I've been talking about privatisation. The government denies it, but, I mean, here's an example of it.
Is there anything you can do as the Shadow Minister for Skills and TAFE to perhaps even block or prevent this from happening?
Well, we've got budget estimates coming up in a month when Parliament goes back, and obviously that gives us a chance to question the Minister and the Department for quite some time. And we're going to be putting those questions to them. Way back in 2015, there was a report that came out that actually identified assets that could potentially be sold. We've seen just in the last year with COVID how important TAFE can be and just how important it can be to a community. What I'm worried about is that when somebody might operate, say, a vocational course, you know, like the private providers, they're doing it because of money and it's a profit-making industry. When government does it, they do it because there's a social responsibility to make sure that we provide the best education possible and the services.
Should the ALP manage to get into government in New South Wales, is this something you would consider reversing, perhaps even buying it back if it is sold?
Yeah, well, obviously, look, it's too early that because we don't know where we're at. Our preference at the moment is to make sure that it doesn't get sold. And I've been very vocal, and so has Jodie McKay, about the fact that we need to rebuild TAFE, that TAFE is so crucial and it's so important. I'm a former principal in my life, so I know the value of education and what it actually means and what it can do to build communities. I certainly wouldn't be going down this path that this government is, which is about walking away from responsibility of TAFE. We all know how important it is, and we all know that once you lose this asset, it's really hard to bring it back. Now, you imagine if this asset was to be sold, this TAFE campus was to be sold, trying to rebuild it again down the track would just be, it just doesn't make sense. It's ludicrous. You shouldn't be selling things, but this government has a record of selling assets, and that's a real problem for us.
For those of us that have an issue with this particular decision, what would you recommend locals do?
Oh, I'd certainly be writing to the local member. And look, I mean, I get on well with the local member, Michael, and I think he's, he and I have had some decent conversations about a range of things. But certainly I'm happy for them to write to me so I can make further representations to the minister, and I'll be raising it in budget estimates. But there'd be people listening to the program right now who will be affected by this closure, who will be affected by the fact that, you know, courses won't be run. I'm quite happy to work with industry. I think it's really important. And, you know, we know the equine industry is so big there. Why don't we work with the industry to actually produce something that works in TAFE as opposed to just getting rid of it and saying, oh, well, you can take care of it yourself. And then in the end, we're actually going to pay for it as taxpayers. And to be really frank and really, quite open with everyone, the Connected Learning Centre is not a TAFE. It's basically a small building that doesn't do the practical things. It's all based on digital. So whilst that might be good for certain courses, when it comes to things like having to say, who's for horse, you can't do that there. You have to actually do it at the TAFE site where there's a bit of space where you can do the agriculture work as well.
Well, I'm sure it is a contentious issue for any number of apprentices and wannabe apprentices and industry around the Upper Hunter. Mr. Jihad Dib, the Shadow Minister for Skills and TAFE, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Andrew, and I'll see you up there soon. I'm sure I'll come up for a visit there very soon and just, you know, continue making some noise about what a ridiculous decision this is by the government.